Nev Call.
Evcol Entertainment presents Bram Stoker's Dracula, Episode 1.
Iubirea vieții mele, totul pentru tine. Dușmanii pe care i-am ucis, pământul pe care calc, îmbibat cu sângele celor care mi-au amenințat țara, poporul. Nimic nu mai contează acum. Ești departe. Te-au luat de lângă mine. Lași care nu au avut curajul să mă înfrunte cu demnitate. Aș fi luptat cu ei până la capăt, ca să te protejez de mărșăvia lor, iubirea vieții mele. Blestemat să fie cu toții! Să le beau sângele până la ultima picătură. O să-i stârpesc de pe fața pământului. O să le distrug iubirile, familiile și chiar dumnezeii lor, până mă simt răzbunat. Love of my life. Everything for you. The enemies I have killed. The soil upon which I stand, soaked by the blood of those who threaten my country, my people. Nothing really matters now. You're gone. They took you away from me. Cowards who didn't have the courage to face me with dignity. I would have fought with them until the very end, so that I could protect you from their injustice. Love of my life. I curse them, all of them. I will drink their blood to the last drop, until all cease to walk this earth. I will destroy their loves, their family, even their gods, until my vengeance is requited. I will leave no stone unturned, no homestead standing. God will weep at their helplessness. I declare war on their gods, and I disown my God. They'll pay threefold right now. This I swear on what is left of my soul. Now I am God.
Harker, how are you?
Well, thank you, Mr. Morford.
Good, very good. I've heard exceptional things about you, and I don't see why a smart young fellow like yourself shouldn't become a junior partner very quickly. I know my colleagues feel the same way.
Why, thank you, Mr. Morford. I will endeavour to do my very best.
Yes, I've little doubt of that. Now, during your time with us, have you come across our Mr. Renfield?
I don't believe I had the pleasure. His name is familiar to me, but he seems to have been away.
Quite, yes. Well, Mr. Renfield has been in Europe handling a matter that required his full attention. Now, this matter remains unresolved, and I believe you are absolutely the right person to continue where he left off.
Certainly. It would be an honour, if you feel I am suited and ready for the challenge.
Well, suited you are, and only you can decide whether you're up for the challenge, as you say. If you were able to bring the matter to a successful conclusion, then I'm sure my partners would agree with me when I say it will secure your position with us.
Then I will make it my priority.
You will, of course, have to travel to Europe for a brief spell, to Transylvania, to be precise. I'm aware of your engagement to Miss Murray. I hope that arrangement will not hinder your task.
Wilhelmina understands my commitment to my career, to this firm, and the need for me to travel from time to time.
Good. Now, here are the papers concerning this matter. But to put you in the picture, our client is one Count Dracula. His castle is in the midst of the Carpathian Mountains. There are no maps or documentation regarding the exact locality of Castle Dracula, but looking through Mr. Renfield's notes, it appears to be close to Biarritz. The Count has a desire to purchase property here in England, and has tasked this firm with making that happen. Mr. Renfield was making great progress, but then, well, yes.
May I ask what happened to him? Is there something I should know before meeting with the Count?
Oh, goodness, no. This has nothing to do with the Count, of that I can assure you. It's just that, well, how can one put this delicately? Mr. Renfield simply lost his mind.
That is tragic to hear.
Indeed. Regrettable, but I'm afraid there's very little that we can do for the man. We've done all we can.
And may I be permitted to ask when I shall be leaving for Castle Dracula?
On the morning tide. As mentioned, the Count is an important client, and we would all like to see this matter brought to a swift and satisfying conclusion. I trust you're able to leave tomorrow.
Indeed. I shall leave presently and pack my personal items.
Very good. Now, Harker, I trust you with this business. Do not on any account let me down.
Your trust is well placed, Mr. Morfoot.
Oh, Jonathan, do you really have to leave? It seems so far away. There is no map of this place. How will you know where to go?
My dear Mina, you know what my work means to me. To us. I cannot support you on the wage of a junior solicitor. The Count has made all of the preparations and assures me I will not have to concern myself with anything other than the business at hand. My wonderful Mina, let me look at you and have your beauty captured in my mind for all the days and nights that we are apart.
And how long will you be away?
Mr. Morfoot seems to think it will take no longer than 2 weeks, at the very most. And Mr. Renfield has taken care of all of the preliminaries. It is a simple matter of signatures. And then I will race home to you, my darling.
And why is this Mr. Renfield not completing the business himself? I sense you are keeping things from me.
Mr. Renfield has taken ill and is not well enough to complete the task at hand. The firm have entrusted me to complete the transaction. For me, it's a chance to prove myself. For us.
Oh, I know, Jonathan, but still, I have this feeling of foreboding. Please don't ask me why. I find myself not able to explain these concerns more fully.
There truly is nothing to worry about. I shall count the moments until we can be together again.
Promise that you'll write? You know how I love your letters, though.
Every day. It's time for me to leave. My train. I depart on the morning tide. I should be with the Count in less than 3 days.
I love you, Jonathan.
And I love you. I will keep this picture of you close to my heart at all times.
Englishman?
Yes, Jonathan Harker.
Welcome to the Gordon Crone Hotel. I have a letter for you.
Thank you,
Helga.
Thank you, Helga.
My friend, welcome to the Carpathians. I am anxiously expecting you. Sleep well tonight. At 3 tomorrow, the diligence will start for Bukovina. A place on it is kept for you. At the Borgo Pass, my carriage will await you and will bring you to me. I trust that your journey from London has been a happy one, and that you will enjoy your stay in my beautiful land. Your friend, Vlad Dracula.
Arka, must you go to that place?
Castle Dracula?
It is a place filled with evil. Oh, Herr, please reconsider.
But I must go, on important business.
Do you know what day it is?
The 4th of May?
It is the eve of St. George's Day. Do you not know that tonight, when the clock strikes midnight, all the evil things in the world will have full sway? Do you know where you are going and what you are going to?
Just stories, I'm sure. But as I said, there's business to be done, and I cannot allow anything to interfere with it.
For your mother's sake, be sure to keep this cross with you at all times.
Please,
This is not just an old woman's fear, Englishman. There are many ghostly traditions of this place. Be on your guard at all times. You will be in my prayers.
Thank you. arrived at Borgo Pass. There's no carriage here. The hare is not expected after all. He will now come on to Bukovina and return tomorrow or the next day. Better the next day.
Maybe we could just wait here for a little while? If, of course, you can remain with me. I am not familiar with this place, and I should hate to...
Sorry, sir, you'll not catch me waiting here a moment longer than I have to.
Ah, no need after all, driver. If you'll hand me my bag, I bid you goodbye and a safe journey.
You are early tonight, my friend.
The English hare was in a hurry.
That is why I suppose you wished him to go on to Bukovina. You cannot deceive me, my friend. I know too much. And my horses are swift.
Are you sure you will not reconsider?
The night is chill, mein Herr, and my master, the Count, bade me take all care of you. There is a flask of plum brandy underneath the seat, if you should require it.
Welcome to my house. Enter freely and of your own will. Go safely and leave something of the happiness you bring.
Count Dracula?
I am Dracula, and I bid you welcome, Mr. Harker. Come in. The night air is chill, and you must need to eat and rest. It is late, and my people are not available, so let me see to your comfort myself. You will need, after your journey, to refresh yourself. I trust you will find all you wish. When you're ready, return, and you will find your supper prepared. I pray you, be seated and sup how you please. You will, I trust, excuse me that I do not join you, but I have dined already.
Mr. Morfitt asked me to hand you this personally upon my arrival.
The second paragraph. Read it.
I must regret that an attack of gout, from which malady I am a constant sufferer, forbids absolutely any travelling on my part for some time to come. But I am happy to say I can send a sufficient substitute, one in whom I have every possible confidence. He is a young man, full of energy and talent in his own way, and of a very faithful disposition. He is discreet and silent. He shall be ready to attend on you when you will, during his stay, and shall take your instruction in all matters. The crates you asked to be shipped have arrived safely. Ronald Morford.
Listen to them. The children of the night. What music they make. Ah, sir! You dwellers in the city cannot enter into the feelings of the hunter. But you must be tired. Tomorrow you shall sleep as late as you will. I must be away till the afternoon, so sleep well. And dream well.
Dracula. Written, directed, and produced by Simon James Collier. Adapted from the novel by Bram Stoker. Assistant director, Helen Elliott. Original music and sound design, Zachary Elliott Hatton. Co-producer, Adam Deschenaux. Graphic design, Clockwork Digital Studios. Recorded at the Umbrella Room Studios, London. Engineer, Ben Robbins. Cast: Samantha Boffin, Carl Dollimore, Kimberly Ensor, Zachary Elliott Hatton, Kristen L. Hogash, Mitch Howell, Grant Leet, Harriet Claire Main, Georgie Montgomery, J.B. Newman, and Richard Warwick.